healthcare one American at a time.
Coast to coast on the Nooks and Crannies in between. As always, here on ATN, we go inside the Beltway for the conversation with the true insiders right off the bat. Oh, my pal, Benny Martinez from Talk Radio News. He's up to bat. And Benny, folks, happens to be a huge Cowboys fan. So we feel sorry for Benny, but because it was like a heart attack. These are like the new heart attack cardiac kids like the Cleveland Browns were in 1980 watching them. So poor Benny, between politics that's killing him during the day and then the Cowboy game that he's watching on Monday, I'm surprised he was able to join us. Are you healthy now?
I'm recovering. My voice is finally back. I'm on the air now, so it's a work in progress, but a win is a win, and I'll take it.
I agree. A win is a win is a win. Hey, not a winning situation other than the fact that they stopped him. Tell me the scoop on the guy that they arrested who had the plot to blow up the Capitol and the Pentagon, and it all revolved around a model plane, a drone-like little plane. What's the scoop on that?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because the guy's name is Rezwan Firdaus. He's actually an American citizen, you know, got a physics degree from Northeastern University. He's a young guy, 26, from Ashland, Massachusetts. And the FBI had been following this guy for quite some time. It dates back to about 2010. He was originally being pursued by the FBI because he was taking cell phones and turning them into electric switches for IEDs and then shipping those to Afghanistan to be used against our troops. But when he started pursuing some C4s, that the FBI dug even deeper into this guy and found out that he was actually planning to attack the Pentagon and the United States Capitol building using, like you said, these small model planes. I've seen pictures of the planes he was planning to use. And they're no more than 4 feet, 5 feet long. I mean, they're reportedly supposed to be 1/10 of the size of the actual plane. So they're not small by any means. There's definitely enough room to fit some, enough explosives to definitely do some damage. But the fact of the matter is the FBI had been pursuing him and been following this case for quite some time. And they foiled it before he was actually planning, before he carried it out,
Yeah, Jenna Napolitano from Homeland Security, of course, had mentioned stuff about model planes. I saw her on some show, I can't remember who it was now, and she mentioned that, and I thought, ooh, that's a tip-off that they've been getting something. There's something out there about model planes. And I thought, wow, how interesting is that? And then this comes out a couple of days later after I happened to see this interview. It was a show where they were talking about 9/11 and 10 years later, and asking her what were some of the things that were starting, some of the ways that they thought terrorists could try to get through and could do some damage, whether they were lone wolf people or they were, Al-Qaeda or from overseas, the Middle East or wherever. Hey, we move on to this one. This is big because this affects many of the people listening to us across America, Betty. Healthcare. Now the high court is asked to rule on the healthcare law. What are they talking about in Washington? I imagine this is a big buzz.
Yeah, this is because the election is in 1 year essentially, and the fact that the Supreme Court opens business on Monday and is planning on hearing this case, this fall, that has some big implications for the election in 2012. Now, today, 26 states and a small group of small businesses actually appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to strike down the president's signature health care law, and it was granted. And to add to that, the United States Department of Justice came out and said that, they still believe that the law is constitutional, but they agree with these plaintiffs, I guess you could call them, in saying that the law should be heard by the high court. And so that's on the agenda for the fall for the Supreme Court. Now, the implications for the election are obviously monumental. If the Supreme Court rules in favor and upholds this law and says that it is in fact constitutional, I mean, that essentially gets rid of the Republican, that's their whole spiel. They want to repeal health care, Obamacare, as they say it. So it's interesting. And if it's ruled unconstitutional, that definitely leaves the president in some pretty rough waters.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, speaking of rough waters, although I guess they're pretty calm when it comes to this one, the House relents, right? And they're going to pass the Senate CR deal?
Yeah, and the tricky thing about this, Kate, is that the Senate included in their bill when they passed it on Monday, it was essentially a two-part bill. So the first part was essentially a week-long stopgap measure that kept the government funded and running for 1 week. So that's what the House is planning on taking up tomorrow. And some GOP leaders have indicated that they're going to pass the bill, that part of the bill, via unanimous consent, meaning, the unanimous consent procedure is something that the House uses to table and to get daily, the daily proceedings of the House. They use unanimous consent to kind of just brush it off their shoulders and move on to other business. So the fact that they're planning on moving this through the House via unanimous consent only means that they're looking forward to the second part of this Senate bill, which essentially is going to be voted on next Tuesday. And that will garner some more fireworks from people who are, have some objections to different details of the actual bill. You know, funding for FEMA and all the other items that were included in it. So essentially what's happening tomorrow is something that the House does on a daily basis. They're passing the bill via unanimous consent. That's only lasting 1 week. And then the following week they vote to pass the CR that keeps the government funded until November 19th. Then, and November 19th rolls around, we get to have this debate all over again.
Of course, that's what you do in Washington. You repeat again, and you repeat a little bit more. Benny Martinez, always fun to have you on the show, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much. All right, coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to have more on those model plane attacks that Benny and I were just talking about, specifically on the Pentagon and the Capitol. Also, don't forget about our straw poll, our ATN straw poll. It's 3 weeks going. Right, it's unofficial because the straw polls are anyway, so we thought we'd do our own. And thank you, America. So many emails. The numbers have really jumped up. We'll have final totals on the first week coming up in our next show. But we'll tell you where we're at this point, and we'll continue to take the take your pulse on if you had to vote now, who would you vote for? I think you might be surprised at what people are saying. Also, a Rasmussen poll comes out, and it kind of backs up the way many of you feel. There's a big hint. In baseball, I thought I was going to have a heart attack as right before I jumped on the air, I was watching things wrap up. The Cardinals destroy the Astros, then have to wait in Houston in the clubhouse to see what happens as the Phillies go into extra innings. It's a who cares game for them, but classy as they are, they gutted it out, played in extra frames, beat the Braves, knocked the Braves out of the playoffs. So the Cardinals are in as the NL wild card, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees in 12 innings. They were down 7-0. You do not get in that kind of a hole against the New York Yankees. They end up winning it 8-7. So Tampa Bay is in as the wild card for the AL. And the Boston Red Sox are out. They're done. They lose to the Orioles. So there's no one game playoff with them and the Rays. That's it for Boston. Oh my, what an end to the baseball season as we head into the postseason. We'll have more on that too with Sports Shorts. Finance next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So this is a very, very popular subject, and should be for many of us, because it doesn't matter if you're a few years away from retirement, you're in the middle of retirement right now, or let's say you're 25 years away from retirement. What can you do to get yourself retirement ready? Ringing any bells? You hear him say it all the time on this show. Of course, certified financial planner, our friend Mike Bonacorsi joins us now on America Tonight. Mike, how are you doing?
Terrific, Kate. Terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I love that little tagline that you have, that getting you retirement ready, because I'll tell you what, I wish, you know, like I had 40 years before retirement. then I could use all this knowledge that I've gathered. But it's true. It's never too late, right? It doesn't matter if you're 28 or if you're 48 or if you're 58. There's still things you can do.
Right. I mean, for most of us, the big question or the big thing is going to be defining what retirement is to us, how we see our retirement unfolding. You know, the reason I like the idea of retirement ready is because I look at that as a term that encompasses a number of things. So many people out there think that this preparation for retirement means saving in their 401k. And that's certainly a piece of it, but there's so much more. For those of us who really want to be retirement ready, we go beyond that. We decide the lifestyle that we want to live. We decide our cash flow. We work on our budgeting, on our debt reduction, insurance, our estate planning, how we're going to live. Our health is a big concern coming up. So being retirement ready is a big term.
Boy, no kidding. And so what about now that people are working past, and you talked about this on one of your features, working past retirement age. Do you think that's going to become very, very common?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They, you know, some of the studies we're reading are 60-70% of the baby boomers out there are expected to work past what was considered traditional retirement. And, you know, they're working for a number of different reasons. Some people are working for the financial benefit. Some people may continue to work simply because they like the challenge of getting up and going to work each day. Maybe they aren't involved in the same, you know, 9-to-5 grind that they did for the last 25 or 30 years. But, you know, I think in general, people like to have a reason to get up in the morning and a reason to get out there and accomplish something. And I think that's going to drive a lot of the workforce in for the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, you and all kinds of jobs too. I mean, you know, anything from even in the service industry to whatever, even working on some of these plants. I've noticed that it's kind of across the board. Sometimes people in some of these corporations, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, like the idea of having somebody who has a little seasoning, who has some experience, especially when they have a lot of youth around.
Well, you know, you're 100% right there, Kate, because what happens is employers want to have somebody that has some experience in the workforce. The other thing that baby boomers can bring is they've got a lot more flexibility in their hours. You know, they don't have children and a family to come home for and prepare, you know, dinner for, help them with homework and everything else. So they're able to work some of the off hours that traditional parents can't. They bring experience to the workforce. They've had experience working with clients, working with customers. And like I said, they have that motivation to get up in the morning. They aren't running around with a million different things running through their heads.
Yeah, boy, that's true.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same for myself, Mike.
You know, think of how many things you've got to do before the end of the day, plus your job.
Exactly, that's it. Hey, let's switch and talk about this. This is something that everybody's concerned about, healthcare, and where are we going with that? And you just did a piece on this as well, too, talking about Medicaid and talking about long-term care partnership programs. How do and they're different in all states, and you said that. How do you determine what's the best program for you? And you also talked about the idea of a rider, an inflation rider, and I would say, and you said this, that has to be one of the key things you got to look for, right?
Yeah, when you're looking at the long-term care partnership programs in this state, one of the key qualifications for the policy to qualify for long-term care is that it have an adequate inflation rider built into it, something that increases the benefit as inflation, you know, the cost of health care goes up. The partnership programs are really there to help you hold on to more assets if you have to go on to a nursing home and you're going to be dependent on Medicaid to fund that. Now the spend down on to qualify for Medicaid, basically you have to spend down the bulk of your assets. Whereas if you have a long-term care policy, one of these partnership policies, they'll actually decrease the amount you have to spend down, so you'll be able to hold on to more of your assets. And what it's there for, it's encouraging people to go out there and purchase long-term care insurance, saying, look, not only will you get the care here, but you'll also be able to hold on to more of your assets and possibly get some Medicaid benefit on top of it.
Yeah, how vital is it to do that? I mean, I would think almost everyone has to do that because we don't know where Medicaid's even going, not to be doom and gloom, but wouldn't you need some of that as protection?
Well, you know, the whole thing is, Kate, is that we're going to be generations that are going to age. We're going to live longer, but we might not live well longer.
Mm.
So we may need ongoing care for a longer period of time. I mean, We don't really know how the body's going to react for the majority of the population as we get into our 80s and then we get into our 90s. And I got to tell you something, by mid-century, there's going to be an awful lot of us that are going to go past 90s into the 100s. So as we get older, the possibility of more and more care, assisted care out there is going to be necessary. And that's really where long-term care is coming in. This isn't medical care. This is long-term care is really something out there to help you get through your daily activities of living, your eating, your bathing, using the bathroom, things like that, mobility. That's what long-term care provides, not health care, but it helps you be able to function on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, well put. I want to go back to the other end of the spectrum for everybody who's listening, let's say in their 20s or just about to turn 30 or so, and let's say they have nothing. They haven't worked for a company that has a 401k. They haven't really been able to put away very much money. What can they do? What would you advise? You work for a company, no 401k, no pension. What do you do?
All right, if you're working for a company and a plan isn't offered, the best thing you can do is open up an IRA. You can still open up a traditional IRA, get a tax deduction for it, for your contribution each year. Most IRAs can be opened up, with a mutual fund or various products out there some of them can be opened up for as little as $50 a month. So you can open up an IRA, you can open up a Roth IRA, that's after-tax money with tax-free growth versus the traditional, which is pre-tax money because of the tax deduction and tax-deferred growth. So you can start saving there. And I think that's one of the best places that people can start. If you have a plan at work that's offered to you, you should at least try and put in what your employer matches. Because if you don't put in at least the match, you're really leaving money on the table.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that you don't want to leave money on the table. And what's the difference between the Roth, and you explained it, and the traditional? How do you determine which is better for you? If you're younger, do you want to go with the traditional and take the tax break, or does it just depend on how much you have and that kind of thing?
Well, you know, the thing about the Roth is the Roth is a very powerful tool because it does give you tax-free growth over a period of time. Whereas the traditional IRA, it gives you a tax deduction, and you really have to take a look at your finances. You know, if you don't have a lot of need for a tax deduction for whatever reason, perhaps you don't itemize, and it's just not enough money in there to make a difference. Go with the Roth. A lot of people use the Roth to supplement a 401k. And the reason for that is because if you contribute to a 401k and contribute to a traditional IRA, your deduction on the traditional IRA could be limited depending on the amount of income you make. So you may be in a situation where you're making after-tax contributions into a traditional IRA, and then you'll end up paying taxes on that growth. You're much better off in that case to contribute to a Roth IRA and get pure tax-free growth.
Yeah, so the key is do a little homework, figure out which is better for you.
That's right. Everybody's situation is different along the way, and, you know, sometimes maybe there's not one of these products that works best for an individual, but maybe how they combine the products that can give them the benefits.
Yeah. We look forward to talking to you again. Of course, you hear him here on America Tonight, getting your retirement ready, certified financial planner, Mike Bonacorsi. Mike, thanks so much.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione, The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Song as they enter and trail off into a room. Of course, hail to the chief. And here on America Tonight, we're doing our own unscientific straw poll. Why not? So for the next 3 weeks, we're in our first week. That's what we'll be doing. We're taking your temperature. If you had to vote, all conversation aside, who is it that you're going to vote for? If you had to vote now, forget dragging this out into the next year. You have to make a decision. So a lot of you have responded to our poll, I'm so proud to say. We'll have the final numbers for the first week in our next show, but I want to give you a running tally of how it's going. And some of this might be a little bit shocking to many of you. Herb McCain leads the poll. That's right. The Godfather, pizza man, CEO, businessman, among other things that he's done in his life, has 11 in the straw poll so far. Ron Paul, a close second with 10. Rick Perry has 4. Mitt Romney has 3. And because of some that came in earlier in the evening, Michelle Bachmann has finally shown up. And she's got 3 votes as well. Anybody surprised by that? One that came in late, the 11th vote for Cain, was from Stan the Man. Stan wrote me and he said, "My vote is for Herman Cain. I'm tired of the mainstream media disregarding this man. They're not going to pull the wool over our eyes and force feed us the candidates they would prefer to see take on Obama." Good for you, Stan. It's all about personal responsibility in voting who you for who you think is the right person. So we'll continue to do this again for the next 3 weeks. Now, speaking of Herman Cain, I'll throw this in. A Rasmussen poll came out today on Hump Day as we head in now to Thursday. And Herman Cain's Cain Train, that's what they're calling it, is definitely gaining some momentum. What the poll shows is that the former pizza man would run President Barack Obama in a close head-to-head matchup. He would run pretty much neck and neck, just 5 points. You know what I think's happened with Cain? He really struck the right note when he talked about his 999 plan. And in that plan, remember, he would cut corporate and income tax to 9% while also instituting a new national sales tax that would be 9. So everybody liked the idea of the 999. And Rasmussen poll, by the way, because you know I'm the poll princess, is a deal where it's of likely voters who they actually pull from. And it suggests, as I said, that he trails Obama by just 5 percentage points, with 39% saying they would vote to reelect the president and 34 saying they would go for the only leading contender who has never held office. He's never held an elected office. How about that? And what propelled him was Orlando, of all things. So he's got all this attention thanks to a little teeny Florida straw poll. But I guess in the end it did matter, and I think it was because of how succinctly he put what his plan would be for one. How about that? There is one thing that's happened with on the president's side of things. Cain did well with the independents in the poll. 33% said that they would vote for him against only 31% who would go for Obama. The independents are so key to what could play out in this election. How about that? So we'll see where all this ends up. By the way, you had next to Cain, Governor Rick Perry. He had a 6-point margin. The widest disparity was 18 points between Obama and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. So how about that? Newt Gingrich. How many people, raise your hand, think that Newt should pull out of this? I think he should. I mean, I know there are people like Dale in Illinois. Dale, I know you love Newt Gingrich and you think that he speaks to the people and he's the man who should be president, but I don't think so. I think he's good when he speaks. He's a good pundit. He's written some great books, honestly. Books that all kinds of people can read. It doesn't matter what your stripes are, but he's not going to get the momentum. He doesn't have the Cain train. He doesn't have the people for Perry behind him and the Romney Renegades. There is no clever backup band to Newt Gingrich. Here's what's interesting. In the meantime, Rick Perry, he doesn't want to hit panic mode, but he's used to getting all the love, right? So now Rick Perry comes out on Wednesday and apologizes for saying that anyone who opposed giving tuition breaks to the children of illegal immigrants didn't have a heart. Because that's where he kind of blundered around in the debate in Orlando. And he said he made a poor choice of words during that debate. But he says he still stands by the view, the one that he took, that the decision in Texas to extend tuition breaks was the right thing to do. And how he's coming around on that, he's saying that's how it should be dealt with in Texas. And he said, you know, we wouldn't even be having these conversations today, whether it's about in-state tuition for illegal immigrants or whether it's the Arizona law or whether it's voter ID that was passed in Texas or sanctuary cities and the banning of those. None of it would have come up if the federal government had just done its job. If they had just secured the borders and done their job, it wouldn't be something that the states, the border states, would have to grapple with. So I'm going to give him an A for effort on the recovery side, but it was pretty tough for him to come back from the remark that he made about the heartlessness, because that, you know, you don't have a heart, that really kind of stung, and it's starting to show up in the polls. However, he still is in the money. You know, he didn't drop to the back of the pack. So Perry has a chance to make up some of his momentum. Although if you judge by this audience as the votes are trickling in, and I think we're going to get a lot of votes over the next couple of weeks, Herman Cain and Ron Paul are the leaders in this one. So what does that say? That people are looking for more common sense. They're not looking for the branded kind of candidate. Not sure. And I'm sure many of you listening to this probably have your own idea about really who it should be. And maybe some of you like Perry and maybe some of you like Mitt Romney. Another interesting thing is how the wives of candidates, you know, that whole thing about behind every great man, this great woman, the wives of the candidates are starting to get their backs up against the wall. And Anita Perry is not someone to shy away from commenting when she feels like her husband's getting hammered, and she did that. She talked to the Des Moines Register, a newspaper, obviously, of record in Des Moines, and what she said was that she thought her husband was pretty seasoned and that she's never seen anything like this, and that he's been running for office since their son was 3 years old, and there's nothing that they've done in the past that we're ashamed of, and we know every little nook and cranny, ooh, my favorite word, is going to be scrutinized. And then just said that, look, you know, the other Republican candidates, because she was pressed about, geez, was the office game, and she said the other Republican candidates tried to throw her husband under the bus, so to speak, and off message in the debate because he was leading in the polls. But here's the kicker. This is a quote. She says, I think he takes arrows because they want to knock him out from that position. I think that's why he's the target. So she's going to have to do a lot more of those interviews. That's what happens. It's not just the man himself running. She's right about that. Every single thing that the candidate does or touches is scrutinized. So, of course, wives, children, there's always that thing about are children out of bounds or not. Remember with the Bush twins, a couple of times where they were caught at a bar and they were underage and someone snapped a picture and some of the nonsense that happened as a result, although the Bushes did a pretty good job keeping them out of the spotlight. Chelsea Clinton, while Bill Clinton was in office, he didn't really see a lot of her, occasionally in some video, but she wasn't part of the scene either. And so many of the White Houses have been able to do that. And I think that's kind of what the deal is here with Perry. They kind of want to keep him out of the spotlight. All right, coming up in our next roundabout here as we head for the exits on America Tonight, I said we would talk more about the strangeness of that model plane, the Fed saying that there was a man who really was going to try to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol. Can you imagine these model planes and thinking of them flying around? Now what, are they going to put signs up all around certain areas say no model planes are allowed near the Pentagon or the Capitol? And it's really not a laughing a matter. This 26-year-old guy that we talked about at the top was arrested and accused of plotting to use just a remote-controlled model to fill it with explosives and do its damage. And some of the materials that he was requesting for the little plan that he was trying to pull out certainly would make for a little bit of a jihadist mess, especially if he had hit his intended target. So Ruaz Fardaz of Ashland picked up in Framingham. We're going to talk about that on the flip side and some more odds and ends as we get ready to clear for the gates after hour one. Hang through.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Since it was just almost 2 weeks ago that we remembered what happened 10 years ago on 9/11 on that very beautiful day, really across most of the country, in New York City, in Washington, D.C., and, of course, in other spots across the nation. You know, what people sometimes forget is that there were other intended targets. How many and how many people walked away from planes or possibilities of hijacking them, we don't necessarily know. My information not too long after 9/11 was that definitely Chicago was a target, and they cleared downtown Chicago, of course. They cleared downtown Philadelphia, just sent people out of the main buildings, told them to go home, open up all the turnstiles on the trains, and, you know, just told everyone to just go. Just let them go. Don't pay. Just get out of the city. Especially in downtown Philadelphia, that happened. And in Chicago, that happened as well. So, after the fact, it's always been about, are we going to have another attack? This is the world we live in. And if we do, if we're having a frank discussion, what is the method? Faisal Shahzad did what I thought was going to happen next. And luckily, it didn't work. because when they went back, they being the commissioner, Ray Kelly, and his forces, when some of them went back with a bomb squad and they rigged up a car with everything that Shahzad at Times Square had had in that car, and they walked far enough away from it and went to try to detonate it, it just blew the car apart and shrapnel was everywhere. So if he knew what he was doing with the trigger, if he had been successful, people definitely would have died as a result of that. And I always assumed that's what would happen. Somebody would, you know, do this with a car, would set it off in probably New York City or some other major urban area. And the other thing I thought would probably happen is some nutball, whether they're lone wolf, jihadist wannabe, whatever you want to label them, would go into a major sporting event armed with something. Somehow they were able to get in through a backpack with a trap door, whatever, a hidden pouch that somebody doesn't catch, and they would set that off. But model planes weren't really on my radar. Tunnels, all that kind of stuff, leaving things, certainly. So this 26-year-old Massachusetts man, who they picked up, as I was just telling you some of the details, and accused him of plotting to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol, doing the jimmy-rigged, controlled little aircraft, sort of mini drones, very, very mini drones, you know, model airplanes, that's what it would look like, had this all worked out, I mean, had the plan worked out, he had stuff stashed, 25 pounds of C4, you know, the explosives, 3 grenades, 6 fully automatic AK-47 assaults, and he was ready. He had the materials, he locked them in a storage unit, and he rented the stuff under a false name. He rented, you know, the storage place under a false name. Now, was the public ever in danger? There were undercover agents all over this plot, and they kept up the contact with Rezwan Firdaus, who's the guy, and that was it. So you had 30 federal, state, local cops and whatnot involved in a joint effort to try to see what he was doing and then close him out, and that's exactly what they did. They finally got Firdaus to say that he was going to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol. He was going to use aircraft that were like, as he described, and I just described, small drone airplanes. And they would be guided by GPS equipment, and there'd be 3 remote-controlled devices to carry out the attacks. He'd have them, along with, though, see, this is the other thing, along with 6 other gunmen that would be divided into 2 teams to coordinate the attack. So Firdaus traveled from Boston to Washington, D.C. He took photos of the Pentagon and the Capitol for surveillance, and then he planned to launch the C-4-filled model planes from sites that he had picked out at the East Potomac Park area. And so, sure enough, all the aircraft, all that stuff, was in his storage facility. And they say they gave him, you know, as he was plotting and had trusted the people that were undercover, they say they gave him several chances to back out of the plot and specifically said it would kill women and children. But this Firdaus never wavered, never. And said, I just can't stop. This was ultimately one of the quotes that came out of this. I just can't stop. There is no other choice for me. Now, was he educated in the U.S.? One of our friends from Pal Talk, I think it was Spinning Blades, asked the question. And sure enough, that's being reported. He was a Northeastern University graduate. He had a degree in physics. And he started the attempt to pull off a jihad against the U.S. in the early part of 2010. Can you imagine? So now, if he's convicted, let's just say he will be convicted. If he's convicted, then he'd be in prison for 15 years. And then there'd be maybe 20 years for the charge of attempting to destroy national defense premises and 5 years and you could add on for trying to destroy U.S. owned buildings with explosives and all that kind of stuff. So he was going to do this. He was going to pull this off, and he said he wanted the public to understand that, or his attorneys did, that this is not reflective of a particular culture, community, or religion. That was the same sentiment, pretty much, that was echoed by the U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts. Yeah, see, that's Massachusetts. They're so concerned about what the outcry will be. I think it's frightening, because think of if he had been able to keep his mouth shut, do it all on his own, not trust anyone around him, has the storage unit, takes a lazy day somewhere where he can pull this off, and I think he would have a great chance to, he would have had a great chance to pull it off. What do you think, America? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on the email. I mean, it's thwarted. It was stopped, and that's the good news. And once again, score one for the good guys, because as much as so many people want to jump on the FBI and the CIA and everything else, they were able to pull their sources together and shut him down. They were able to ensnare him in the trap, right? But still give him the opportunities to say, I'll back out of this or whatever. He did not do it, so they gave him ample opportunity, and that's the frightening part. He was, again, on a mission, willing to wait, not impatient, willing to pull it off, had started to lay all the pieces together, and thought at worst he would at least take out some people in or around the Pentagon, and most likely around the Capitol, whether it was going to be a massive amount of people or not. He said he had no choice, and he was definitely going to pull the trigger, so to speak. All right, we're going to end quickly on this note as we're up against it. This is a big one. This is a follow-up. Jared Lee Loughner, remember that name? Of course, the guy who tried to take out the Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Now a judge is ruling that he can be made mentally fit for trial because Loughner's attorney is very good at this, is proving the insanity thing and all of that. His family got one of the best in the business. So the man accused of wounding her in that deadly shooting rampage, this federal judge is saying, ruling that he can go to trial. They're just going to extend his detention for 4 more months, and he has made some measurable progress. Boy, I say amen to that, brother, because I think that they should absolutely try him. He has pleaded not guilty to 49 charges, by the way, all stemming from what happened January 8th in that shooting that killed 6 and wounded 13 others, including Giffords.